Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, is set to regulate the use of e-scooters with the upcoming Road Traffic and Roads Bill, which is currently before the Senedd. And it's hoped the bill will finally clear up the legal uncertainty around the use of scooters in Ireland. With or without legislation, the scooter popularity continues to grow. But the question is, are they a smart transport solution or simply a menace on our streets? Well, I'm joined now by Evan O'Dwyer of O'Dwyer's Solicitors in Ballyhaunis in County Mayo, who's on the line. And here in the studio, Janet Horner, Green Party Councillor with Dublin City Council. And you're both welcome. Thank you for being with us. So, Evan, let's just run the rule over this and just tell us what the current legal status of e-scooters is right now.
Thank you, Claire. At the moment, these new devices, which are inventions appearing on a road, are not governed by any law. Existing road traffic laws have come into existence in 1961, long before the onset of e-scooters, the concept of that. So what's happening is that they're operating effectively in a lacuna. So they're unregulated. They don't have any rules and regulations. They're not governed. They're not policed. They're not capable of being managed in any way, not only for the users, but most importantly for the people that are interacting with them, such as pedestrians or other road users.
Mm-hmm. So I can, if I had an electric scooter, I can be up on the footpath, down onto the road, whizzing, undercutting pedestrians, and really there's no law to stop me doing that.
You can do whatever you want. And furthermore, you don't have to be illuminated or high-vised or helmeted or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. But is it illegal to use them on the roads?
Well, the whole concept of the roads is that the roads are there to be used by everybody. The roads can be used by pedestrians where there's no footpaths or cyclists where there's no cycle lanes. So it's a one size fits all. So the answer is yes. But at the moment, the bill that's proposed is to take them off the roads and bring them on to footpaths or cycle paths and so on. And again, there's an absolute imperative that they be regulated. But by the same token, how do you find a niche for them, particularly when you're dealing with a vehicle, which this is, propelling at 20 kilometres an hour in the context of pedestrians around them?
So it does meet the definition of a mechanically propelled vehicle, but it's not possible to tax them. So it's illegal then to be on a public roadway with them.
Well, you can. That's not definitively the case because.
But that's what the department tell us, Evan, saying that they can be used on private land with the landowner's permission. But because you can't tax, register, or insure them, it is illegal to use them on public roads and in public places.
Well, that might be the department's position, but it's not being enforced at the moment, and it's not definitively the position because the department cannot have a position in circumstances where there is no existing law in place for them at present, hence the reason why this bill is coming into being.
Okay, so now, Janet, last year there were 746 traffic accidents involving e-scooters, and they're the ones we know about because they're on the Garda Pulse system. The biggest safety issues then with e-scooters at the moment, in your opinion, and I know that you're somebody who's regularly on the roads on your bike, your normal regular push bike.
Yeah, I mean, e-scooters are definitely a concern for people. They are something that is new. I think primarily where people are most concerned about them is when they are being used on the footpaths. And I think that it is fairly unequivocal that that is not where they belong. I think there's definitely a lot of opportunities in bringing in e-scooters into the city in different ways, particularly if you think about things like last mile journeys, so that if you're coming up to Houston from anywhere else in Ireland, it may not be very easy to bring your bike in the train. There's certain limitations in that, but you could bring an e-scooter with you and you could zip down the keys pretty quickly and get to wherever you need to go.
So you're
pretty
saying
quickly.
The best place for them and for the people who use them is in the cycle lane.
I believe that the best way to address a lot of the safety issues we have in our roads at the moment is to provide that safe infrastructure. And I think the evidence would back that up as well, to say that if you want to ensure that pedestrians are safe, safe around e-scooters, you need to make sure they are not on the footpaths and that the footpaths are safe spaces. If you want to make sure people using e-scooters are safe around cars, you need to have a segregated barrier between cars and the e-scooters and the bikes and even the electric wheelchairs or whatever else that people might be using in those cycle lanes.
So this proposed legislation, will it do that? Will it put the e-scooters into the cycle lanes?
I am hoping that's what it will do. I mean, obviously, we need to provide that infrastructure. Like, even at the moment, a lot of people will still cycle on the footpaths. I don't think that's acceptable in any way whatsoever, but it will continue to be the norm while people feel it is safer to cycle on a footpath than cycle on a road if they feel they're been pushed up against a heavy vehicle, for example. So if we want people to choose to use not to choose the footpath, we need to provide that safe infrastructure. I think that's the most important thing. The legislation as it's framed at the moment is really providing the power to the minister to regulate. So it's not hard baking the rules into primary legislation, because that can be very, if an issue emerges and if we decide we want to change or we want to be flexible in the future, it can be very hard to go back and change primary legislation.
So it's the start of a process. That last mile that you spoke about, Janet, Evan, that's what I see at the moment. People jumping on the dart with the scooter in hand that they've used to get from their house, say to the dart station or to the bus station or from the bus station into their place of work or wherever they're planning on going. But are you seeing them being used in rural areas? Are there many e-scooters in Ballyhaunas?
There certainly are. I see them certainly in my journey to work in the morning. So it's not just an urban phenomenon. But the thing that bothers me most about them is that while, yes, it's an evolution of getting that last mile or even the last 4 or 5 kilometres in my situation, as I see them, the problem is that because they're unregulated, if there's a collision between an e-scooter and a pedestrian, or they're involved in some form, if they cause a car accident, there is no insurance with these, and the user is therefore their personal responsibility. And in many cases, there's no personal responsibility. So that being the case, there's a knock-on, a consequential effect for other pedestrians and road users, including car drivers and passengers. That's just completely unforeseen, and that causes me great concern.
So if you're involved in any sort of an accident with somebody who's using a scooter, they're not going to have liability because they're not going to be insured. Can you pursue the individual?
You can, of course, but you're pursuing a person of straw. You're in all probability, you're pursuing somebody who is, you know, akin to a cyclist, and that causes concern.
So the problem is now, Janet, if you go down this road where people are expected to tax and insure their scooters, it makes them far less popular, doesn't it? It's likely to.
Yeah, and I don't think that is what is going to be provided for. I think we are looking at something much more similar to, as was said, a cyclist, that this is something similar to a bike. It will go at a similar pace to a bike. It'll be small. It'll be the same, similar weight to a bike. So really the liability involved in it will be similar to what we see when people are cycling on the streets at the moment.
But people use them differently to how they use a bike, and you would know that as a cyclist.
In what way?
They're flying along silently. Sometimes they don't have a helmet. Sometimes they don't have lights. I think because cyclist behaviour is more ingrained in most cases, and I'm aware I'm generalising here, but most cyclists will be wearing a helmet and will have lights on their bike. It's not the case with people who use e-scooters. You often see people who are in very dark clothes, no lights and no helmet, and it's silent.
And I would say most of that could be said about cycling as well. So there are issues there. But certainly one of the things we would be keen to see is when that legislation comes in, that there will be a speed cap on the scooters. So you don't want people exceeding a certain speed, because it is different even from the physics of it. If you have to brake suddenly on a scooter and you're standing up, you will go flying forward in a way that you won't on a bike, where you might be able to sit down. You can kind of sit back a little bit as well. So the liability is different, or the risk of injury is different on them as well. So speed cap is certainly one of them. And I think, for example, I would do some teaching with young people about how to cycle safely on the streets and how to cycle in a way that they can feel confident. And I think maybe something similar eventually we will have to look at in terms of scooting. I think when we get to a point of legislation, there's likely to be an age cap on it. So it might be restricted just to over 16s, for example. So we wouldn't want to see young children using them on the roads, particularly given at the moment we do not have that safe infrastructure in place.
Yeah, young children are the ones who are really attracted to scooters, unfortunately. And what do you say to that, Evan, about the age cap on them, no under 16s?
Oh, I think it's pure daft. I think it's completely daft, because you can create all the laws in the world, but then you have to have somebody to police them. And the nature of these types of things is that, you know, are you going to ask the Gardaí, who are, you know, stretched as things stand, to stand around or start chasing people around in e-scooters, to asking them for a copy of their birth certificate to work out whether they're under 16 or not? It's complete madness. Mm-hmm. And it's impractical. And I think that, you know, when you have a blank sheet of paper and you're asked to legislate for the likes of this, you really have to just take a huge step back and not get focused or distracted on the minor things. You have to look at the interaction between an e-scooter and its user and the general population. And that's what a large degree of this discussion is about. But then you have to go further than that and just say, you know, if you're going to create a law, you have to create somebody to police it. You have to create the sanction. If it comes before a court, there's a whole follow-through process. And I think proper consideration has been given to that.
Well, there are no plans now, according to the Department of Transport and what I see here in front of me. There are no plans, no tax, insurance or licensing requirements. The regulations will set out the technical and usage requirements for an e-scooter, and any e-scooter which doesn't meet these requirements will remain illegal to use in public. That's what you're not happy about, Evan. Is that the case?
Well, you see, I mean, if I as a layperson or you as a layperson, you know, how do we distinguish between one scooter and another? They're predominantly black. They have two small wheels on them. They have a set of handlebars on them. They're exposing the user to all the elements at a greater speed and a greater risk to themselves and to other people. So you can create the regulations by all means, but then just think, if somebody's breaking the law, who's going to find that out? The Gardaí. What are the Gardaí going to do? They're going to apply the law. If they apply the law and there's a breach, they go to court. If they go to court, then the judge has to intervene. So it's a whole sequence, a domino effect that has to be put in place in order for it to stick. And because of the fluidity of the devices and the people that are involved and the mobility, it's going to be impossible for them.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that people should be required to have a license and tax and insurance?
The thing that I see as a practitioner that would bother me most is the question of insurance. Is that you can have a device and you can be, you're interactive. You get behind the wheel of your car, you are legally obliged to have insurance in case there's any misfortune befalling you or anybody around you. If you don't, you're prosecuted and you're brought before the court and you lose your license for 2 years.
Yeah.
If you are in one of these devices and you hit a pedestrian and you cause a pedestrian injury, or if you sweep out off a footpath in front of the car and the car...
Well, then, okay, that's fine, yeah, and you're not liable. So should cyclists then have to pay for insurance and have to get licences and taxation?
Well, I think cyclists, first of all, and it may be generalisation, but I said they are more in tune because you've grown up with a bike. You've grown up with the environment that you're in, and you've grown up with the fact that there is an underlying safety regime there, and people know. But when you're dealing with a propelled device, which is new, and which people might not be familiar with, nor people interacting with them, if you see a cyclist on a road, you know how to react to the cyclist. I suggest it's less so if you're dealing with an e-scooter. And those are the things that are there.
Janet, what do you say to that?
I think that's very overcomable. I think, you know, it is about people getting used to them, certainly, and understanding that they are part of the makeup mm-hmm. of the roads. They have been a reality of the streets for a number of years now. We will certainly be in a better state of affairs when they are regulated for in some manner. Up to this point, they've just, as has been said, existed in somewhat of a lacuna. So to have rules regulating how they can be used is going to be the reality of them, and people will continue to use them. Dublin particularly, we are one of the most congested cities in the world. To be able to just zip along and skip the traffic, it remains incredibly attractive to people.
I have a lot of messages from people who use e-scooters and they absolutely love them. But a bus driver says, last week I was passing a bus stop. I very nearly hit a scooter, no lights, no reflective clothes, and was using the bus lane in the dark. There was a cycle lane on the footpath beside him. I think part of the problem, Janet, is that when you're on a scooter, your body doesn't move. Mm-hmm. And so as a motorist, you don't see that movement. It's not registering with you. Whereas if you're passing a cyclist, you see that their legs are moving. So there's, you know, you get a sense that a person is in motion. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And I think, again, as I've said, the most important thing we can do is keep that separation up. We don't want people who are driving to be
using the same
people on scooters weaving in and out of them. That is the ultimate project of safety that we are trying to achieve, I think, at the moment with sustainable transport, is provide those separated lanes and that kind of infrastructure that, as a driver, the last thing you want to do is be stressed out of your mind that you might cause horrible injury to somebody. You don't want that any more than anybody else wants to be injured.
All right, well, we'll leave that one there and we'll see what emerges on legislating for e-scooters. Janet Horner, Green Party councillor, and Evan O'Dwyer from O'Dwyer Solicitors in County Mayo. Thank you both very much for joining us. Coming up, protein bars, just how healthy are they?
Today with Clareburn. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.